All right, we are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Dave Lewis, we were just talking about your getup here. I was telling General Wiggins that you got some K-State gear on. What's the deal with the Seattle Seahawks hat? We were thinking maybe.
When I went to Seattle this last summer, I was shopping in a gift store, and I saw a purple Seahawks cap, which I had to get because of Tyler Lockett.
Okay, we were right then.
That's why. I thought it was a pretty, that was pretty much a done deal when I saw this. Just like, okay, yeah, I had forgotten that I had put that one on today. So, yeah
Dave, I thought you might have had lunch with Tyler Lockett trying to recruit him to the Kansas City Chiefs. They need some help.
You know, the wide receiver aspect isn't where the Chiefs need some help. but boy, to see him wear number 16. Well, I don't think he can wear 16. Is that retired?
Yeah, that's retired. To
Len it's retired.
Dawson.
So, his dad wore 83, which yeah. I think Bell is 83, isn't he? Or is he 81?
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's that new other tight end. But you know, the Chiefs. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, free agency and what they're going to look like for next year.
That's true, because, yeah, this is the year where they kind of lose salary cap deal.
Yeah. You got Tyrann Mathieu involved. Who else? Let's see. Chris Jones.
Frank Clark.
Okafor. Oh, Frank Clark is the one. Yeah. And Orlando Brown.
I think he's going to stay.
I hope he stays.
Yeah.
And I sure hope that Matthews stays. I'd like to see him.
I agree.
I'd like to see him stay.
He's a good safety.
Yeah, no. So, I don't know. That was a tough deal Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line, it's a perfect example of maybe not the best team winning, but the more heart, the team with the most heart maintaining that and that ability to just maintain that through the entire game. Well, the Chiefs look like they just shut down at halftime.
Yeah, I think they lost all momentum when they didn't get that touchdown there at the end of the first half, and then after that it was just, you know, what kind of a team do we have out there? Just didn't they seem
well?
To
we left 3 points. We left 3 points on the field.
Exactly,
we should have kicked the field goal. You know, I mean, you can never leave points on the field. That's a problem, and that showed an overconfidence.
Yeah,
and it just didn't work out in our favor. But yeah, it's a shame.
Okay. All right. Well. We have business type stuff to.
We do.
It's good to talk to you, General. And if I ever go to Seattle again and I can find a purple Seahawks cap, I'll pick up an extra.
Please, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Well, very good. Speaking of which, here it's good to talk to General Wiggins once again. We got some other things that we're going to talk about here today, including some legislation that's currently being worked through the Kansas Legislature. They have some bills that are being considered that have to do with the military, and I'm not keen to a lot of those just yet here, but maybe you can shed some light on that.
Yeah, you know, I'm sort of a neophyte to the political process, but I can tell you that having traveled up to Topeka to the Capitol building up there, the legislators are hard at work trying to get significant bills of all types of walks passed and introduced. And we have representatives here in the Central Flint Hills and in our local area that are really doing some great work to support our military and some bills that were recently introduced into committee and passed out of committee onto the floor. And one of those was Senate Bill 330, which is a Gold Star Memorial bill that is going to establish a monument on our state house grounds for Gold Star families. And I tell you, I think it's a long time coming. I think we've talked about this before, but that's one of the bills that's now been voted out of committee and is in on the floor, and hopefully will pass here soon, and maybe before the end of the summer we'll have a monument in our veterans walkway at our state capitol building. Another one that's we just got through talking about was federal impact aid. Kansas is the last remaining state in the nation that equalizes federal impact aid. And that's dollars that come in from the federal government that's tied to military connected children, tribal lands. And it's there to, in some cases, augment the tax situation because, you know, federal installations don't pay tax to the community. So it does a little bit of that. And it also provides dollars for programs for military connected children that go through that are really unique. And I say every student is unique, of course, but, you know, right now, for example, with the situation in Ukraine, for example, and soldiers being alerted for deployment, there's military connected students in the school that are now may have anxiety associated with separation. And so there's programs like Hearts Apart that significantly reduce that anxiety or try to reduce that anxiety associated with deployments. And in some cases, some of these kids have both parents deployed. So we're here in the state of Kansas working those issues, trying to figure out and find a solution. And hopefully we can come together and as a state to support our military members in these different legislative issues and actions. And, you know, I'm very proud of the state of Kansas and what we've done. We did a great job on licensure for our military spouses and that reciprocity where a spouse comes in from another state with a skill set and a professional license. And we accept that here now in the state of Kansas. So that's a smooth transition for that spouse in her career or his career as they begin their employment. And so for me, I think we got a lot of things going on at the state capitol and a lot of, if you want to get basically informed on those, there's a website that has all those different legislative bills that are going on. And I think it's important for the state of Kansas and the citizens of Kansas to know what's going on within their state.
You know, you brought up something that's kind of interesting to me. When you have both parents deployed as a child, and especially if you're in a, I know military people move around a lot, what happens to that child? And they end up going living with grandma, grandpa, or how does that work?
Well, in some cases that does happen. They go to live with a relative, and not in all cases though, and they have to have a family care plan. So for example, if there's a dual military couple and they do not have an adequate family care plan, which means if they both deploy and that child has to go to somebody to care for them during that deployment timeline, normally that impacts that couple in the fact that one of them has to come out of the military, which is a significant emotional event for some of those dual military families. But in a lot of cases, they get a family care plan. And in that family care plan, they identify somebody that's going to take care of their children should they be deployed. And it works out in the majority of the cases, but in some, unfortunately, they can't. And one of the military members has to make a choice. I've had that happen in my command a couple of times, and it's very sad. But your number one priority as a military member, I will tell you, is to your family. And so that's a tough decision, and it's one that has to be made. So, you know, for example, those soldiers at Fort Bragg, the 3,000 that just got alerted and actually loaded on the airplanes and flew to Europe, a number of those soldiers on those planes are dual military, and they have to have that family care plan, and their children are either at Fort Bragg or had to move to the hometown of the service member or somewhere else, wherever that caregiver is in their care plan. And that is really disruptive.
Yeah, I can imagine. That would be tough. You know, we're speaking with General Wiggins here on In Focus. I'll tell you what, let's take a break real quick. We'll get that knocked out, and then we'll come back and we'll continue more discussion with him in a moment. News Radio KMAN.